This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Tariq Appleby from Marriage QA. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we start a new series of reminders for Ramadan. And today we want to talk about positive communication in the month of Ramadan between husband and wife. It's important that as a couple, you set goals for the month of Ramadan and you discuss them and you discuss exactly how you are going to implement them. One of these goals might be that together as a family, you want to spend your suhoor and your iftar together. You want to be able to read a certain amount of the Quran and you set that goal for yourselves. You communicate about, you know, accepting invitations. You communicate about the way that you will go about your shopping and your cooking. Exactly what you will prepare. You'll talk about going to do good deeds together, inshallah ta'ala, like visiting your relatives and going and feeding the poor and the needy and the orphans. So positive communication is extremely important in a marriage. Communication where we encourage one another, where we talk not to expose one another's faults, but rather to guide and to, as Muslims, that we give advice to each other as a couple, striving for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the month of Ramadan, people start the month with lots of expectations and ambitions and goals. And to truly achieve that, these goals need to be goals that can be achieved, that are easy to achieve. And inshallah ta'ala, if you work together, you should be able to achieve that. And so my advice is that as a couple, you sit down, you write down exactly what you would love to do in the month of Ramadan. And that if both of you agree upon that, and you know exactly how you're going to go about that, then inshaAllah ta'ala, it will be easy for you to achieve that. And you'll be able to fulfill that and to feel as if you have accomplished something on the day of Eid. Because the two of you together know exactly. But if a husband has a certain idea of what he would like to achieve in the month of Ramadan, and his wife has a totally different idea, then it becomes difficult. And it's sort of, I would not say that it strains the relationship, but rather that it makes it extremely difficult for the husband and the wife to, you know, achieve their goals because they are not working together. So this is why it is extremely important that you communicate to each other exactly how you feel, what you want to achieve, the goals that you've set for yourself. And once you have that as a couple, inshallah ta'ala, you can then choose exactly what it is that you want to achieve. One example that I'd like to share here is that many men intend to perform i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan. But they only tell their wives a few days or perhaps a day before the i'tikaf. And what this does is, the wife perhaps had a certain, plan for the last 10 days of Ramadan. And now that the husband has told her that he wants to perform i'tikaf in the last 10 days, this now, causes, a certain breakdown in communication. It causes a breakdown in the relationship. And, people now have to compromise. Sometimes arguments ensue because of issues like this. And so we can avoid all of these things by openly communicating and making sure that our spouses know. And one of the things that couples forget is that they are intimate with one another. They share their secrets. They share, their intimate desires and goals. And so it is important that, when it comes to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the ultimate goal, that couples know exactly what it is that they want to do, and so that they can do them together and support one another and encourage one another and say, subhanAllah, you said that you want to finish one khatam of the Quran in Ramadan. How far or how close are you to achieving that? And what can I do as your husband or as your wife to help you achieve that goal? You wanted to go to the masjid for Taraweeh every night. Have you achieved that goal? What can I do as your spouse to make sure that you achieve that? So that not only will you, appreciate my support, but rather I would also be able to be rewarded because you, I have facilitated for you your path, to ibadah and your path to achieving your goals. So positive communication is extremely important. We find that many spouses, they put each other down and they talk down to one another and they criticize one another unnecessarily. And they say, subhanAllah, you're so lazy, or you are this or you are that, you have no motivation. And instead of bringing about the kind of outcome that you would love your spouse to start doing what you feel they should be doing, rather they start resenting you, they start feeling, you know, having ill will towards you and ill feeling. And so it is extremely important that we avoid that route, because firstly, it is not from the akhlaq and the character of a Muslim that they criticize people in this way. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was always encouraging, always motivating. And so therefore we need to be like that, especially in our marriage. And we need to be open about how we feel. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, he knew that Aisha radiallahu anha was displeased with him, the way that she spoke to him. She was, even though he was the Prophet of Allah, but she understood that he also was her husband. And so that she could communicate to him how she felt, even if she would say things like, you know, the Lord of Muhammad, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would know that, you know, that perhaps something, there was an issue that needed to be addressed. And so positive communication is extremely important in a marriage. And once you have that, then you can build on that. And inshaAllah ta'ala, you'll be able to achieve your goals together. You'll be able to achieve in the month of Ramadan especially, you'll be able to turn and move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a couple successfully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all that inshaAllah ta'ala. I look forward to seeing you again in the next reminder. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you, and may He accept from you all of your good deeds in the month of Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.